Ever wondered why some teams thrive during rapid growth while others crumble? Robert Glazer discovered the answer when his company, Acceleration Partners, faced a critical challenge in 2017. Despite impressive growth and multiple awards, many early employees weren't keeping pace with the company's expansion. The breakthrough came when Glazer realized that employee development trajectories must match company growth curves. This insight crystallized into a powerful visual model showing four distinct employee categories: underperformers who stagnate, unicorns who grow faster than company requirements, A players who grow at exactly the company's rate, and those in the capacity building zone who are improving but need development. The key insight? An employee's growth trajectory matters more than their current performance level. In fast-growing organizations, the difference between those who thrive versus those who get consumed is their ability to increase capacity at a rate matching or exceeding the company's growth. This capacity-building framework defines how individuals develop skills across four dimensions: spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional. The approach works because it addresses the whole person. We aren't different people at work versus home. Someone struggling with time management at work likely has similar issues in their personal life. The results speak for themselves. Glazer's company now promotes 80% of its leaders from within, demonstrating that capacity building creates a sustainable talent pipeline benefiting both individuals and the organization. As he emphasizes, worry less about training people who might leave and more about not developing those who stay. In a leadership workshop, Andrew witnessed a colleague's emotional breakthrough about how childhood shaped their management style. This helped Andrew recognize self-awareness as his core value, rooted in experiences with a parent who lacked it. Explaining his reactions to team members who dominated conversations or didn't listen. Spiritual capacity isn't about religion. It's about understanding who you are, your fundamental values, and your guiding principles. It's the foundation for all other capacities. Core values are non-negotiable principles that drive crucial decisions. When people discover these through reflection, they sometimes find misalignment with their organization. This disconnect can be manageable. Someone valuing creative expression might excel in an operational role if they can pursue artistic interests outside work. Self-awareness extends to understanding strengths and weaknesses. Tools like DISC, Colby Index, and Clifton Strengths help identify capabilities and communication styles. Understanding your fundamental why further builds spiritual capacity, ultimately creating clarity about what matters most and how you work best. High performers consistently seek new challenges, upgrading their mental capabilities. This drive for continuous improvement embodies intellectual capacity, the ability to think, learn, plan, and execute with discipline. At Acceleration Partners, learning extends beyond basic job requirements. New employees receive finance training from the CFO to understand company financials, building trust and accountability. The company provides management training to all employees, preparing them before promotion opportunities arise. Employee-driven education through book clubs, podcast discussions, and educational reimbursements creates an intellectually stimulating environment, allowing pursuit of diverse interests, not just work-related topics, enhances creativity through novel applications of knowledge. Personal habits directly impact professional performance. Consider two remote managers. Emily starts with meditation, planning, and prioritization, while Frank begins reactively. Time management, organization, morning routines, and feedback receptivity are intellectual muscles that strengthen with practice. Organizations that build intellectual capacity gain three advantages: better work through knowledge, increased efficiency through effective time management, and sustained employee engagement through continuous learning. Would you follow a leader who bragged about 130-hour work weeks? That's what Marissa Mayer modeled at Yahoo, valuing working hard over working smart. Meanwhile, Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos prioritize adequate sleep, Recognizing sleep deprivation impairs cognition like being legally drunk. Remote work has blurred work-life boundaries, with 70% of employees working weekends. Leaders should model balanced behavior by taking real vacations, limiting off-hour communications, and setting clear deadlines. Effective leaders focus on outcomes, not hours. A salesperson working 30 hours to close $3 million delivers more value than one working 60 hours for $2 million. WHO research shows 55-plus hour work weeks increase stroke risk by 35% and heart disease mortality by 17%. The Pareto principle shows 80% of results come from 20% of efforts, yet many employees focus on low-impact tasks. With 77% of workers experiencing burnout, organizations must support self-care through wellness programs, flexible scheduling, and health initiatives. Like airplane oxygen masks, self-care isn't selfish but essential. Employees must maintain their well-being to sustain performance and support others. At a company summit, four colleagues' vulnerable personal speeches sparked a cultural shift towards psychological safety and trust. This safety, essential for growth, emerges when colleagues truly know each other. The Johari Window Framework maps this through four quadrants: open, known to all; hidden, known only to self; blind spot, known only to others; and unknown. The goal is expanding the open quadrant through feedback and vulnerability. Leaders must model vulnerability by sharing their values and weaknesses first. When managers reveal their personal triggers, teams work more effectively. However, this openness requires audience acceptance to succeed. Communication breakdowns stress 52% of workers. Like Taylor, a direct manager, and Alex, a sensitive employee, success lies in balancing directness with consideration. Organizations with high emotional capacity embrace discomfort as opportunity. They implement practices to learn from failure through issue logs, debriefs, and feedback from lost prospects. When comparing candidates, prioritize capacity for growth over experience. Fast-growing companies need people who can scale with them, not just meet current needs. High-capacity candidates typically show patterns of internal promotions, versatility across roles, passionate learning habits, consistent overperformance, and personal grit demonstrated through competitive endeavors. Even with capacity building, companies sometimes grow faster than employees can manage. Leaders must balance being encouraging advocates with pragmatic evaluators when considering promotions. Not everyone should advance into management. Creating senior, individual contributor roles with appropriate compensation and focusing on outcomes over titles often works better. The goal is ensuring the right people occupy the right roles at the company scales, remembering that performance isn't fixed, as an employee may excel in one role but struggle in another. What happens when capacity building succeeds? You create your own replacement. Organizations must embrace this or risk losing talent to competitors with better growth opportunities. Companies handle rising talent three ways. Star stiflers actively suppress growth, seeing talent as threats. Catch-and-release organizations develop talent but accept external moves. Pure meritocracies promote rising stars over senior employees when deserved. Effective capacity building creates clear advancement paths. Leaders must align their desires with business needs through honest reflection, sometimes recognizing when others are better suited to lead. Building an enduring organization means embracing capacity building as the way to develop your business through your people. True leadership is measured not by personal accomplishments, but by those you've elevated. Organizations that systematically develop talent will outperform those that don't.